T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The House has heard from several State Department employees about what President Trump wanted from the Ukrainian president. But could we soon hear the exact transcript of that phone call? CBS's Nicole Killian is on our news line. Nicole, the president has said he might want to open some sort of a fireside chat.
Yeah, well, the president is hearkening back to FDR with this one, although he's proposing doing this on television as opposed to radio. But he gave an interview to the Washington Examiner, and he said once again that his call to Ukraine was a good call, and that at some point he told the newspaper, "I'm going to sit down, perhaps as a fireside chat on live television, and I will read the transcript of the call because people have to hear it. When you read it, it is a straight call." So beyond his comments to the Examiner, we don't know if this is something that will actually come to pass, but certainly an interesting proposal nonetheless.
What is the president saying today about the impeachment probe?
Well, he continues to be very vocal on Twitter. We expect we'll probably hear quite a bit from him tonight. He is going to be heading to Mississippi shortly for a campaign rally. And usually with his campaign rallies, he has used that as a forum to vent about the impeachment process. So it's certainly possible we could hear more from him tonight. But in the meantime, aside from the interview I just referenced, he's also continued to be very vocal on Twitter, for the most part, putting out a lot of retweets and citing various TV and radio commentators, but continuing to argue that this process is unfair and corrupt, that he feels that Democratic leaders are trying to take down the Republican Party. A White House official also spoke with reporters not too long ago, again defending the White House not going along with cooperation with this probe, defending more or less that even in spite of this impeachment resolution that passed the House yesterday, the White House really has no intent to cooperate.
Quickly, before we let you go, do you think we'll see John Bolton testifying?
You know, it's certainly a possibility, but at this point, through his lawyer, he has said that he will not appear voluntarily. Of course, John Bolton being the former national security advisor who has been at the center of some of this testimony about what exactly happened with the president's call with Ukraine, and has been at the center of several episodes in connection with this. We do know that starting Monday, at least 4 officials are slated to appear. Bolton was invited to testify later in the week. So unless he is subpoenaed, that's probably the only circumstance in which we will see him testify before lawmakers.
Nicole, thank you. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.